Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the book of Exodus, God commands Moses to anoint his brother Aaron. He says, You shall anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them, that they may serve me as priest. And you shall say to the people of Israel, this shall be my holy anointing oil throughout your generations. This anointing was done in public. This anointing was done in public because they were to be the servants of the Lord for all to see. And God had a specific recipe for his anointing oil: myrrh, cinnamon, a few more spices, and olive oil. And when these spices were mixed together, it created a pleasing aroma for the Lord, and that whichever it touched became holy. King David, the shepherd boy, understood the value of being anointed by God. And this is what he wrote: you, God, my faithful shepherd, anoint my head with oil. You anoint my head with oil of gladness to be your servant and to care for your sheep, the people of Israel. You set me apart to be king of Israel and to point them to you, God and Lord. For you are the one who are to be praised and adored. Now, it's interesting to note that the Hebrew word that is translated anoint literally means to make fat. For anointing requires a few drops, but making fat implies a whole lot more. More than meets the eye, more than what appears on the surface or can be understood by human logic. And it is so much more, because it comes from the gracious hands of God himself, the faithful shepherd. Perhaps that is why John the Evangelist writes, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God." This is no nickel and dime deity. He is a God who gives us more than we ask or imagine. God, in his divine wisdom, had anointed certain people for certain tasks. Aaron and his sons were to be high priests. Samuel, Elijah, Elisha, and some others are his prophets. Saul, David, Solomon, and others as kings of Israel, but they all failed to do what God had given them to do. And it is by grace that God establishes a king in the line of King David forever, established to be king as Israel. And we're told that the Lord chose David because he was a man after his own heart. The Lord also promised that one of David's sons would sit on David's throne forever. The promise of God was on the condition that the people would be faithful to him. But David himself, as many other kings that came after, didn't always do what the Lord had commanded. Therefore, God cut them off the family tree, and only a pitiful stump remained, the stump of Jesse. Well, God is not a nickel and dime deity. He is a God who gives us so much more than we ask or imagine. Therefore, the Lord promised that there would be a new David, a king after his own heart again. The Lord promised that he would once again establish this new king, this new David upon the throne, a Messiah, the new David, the king of the Jews, the one who comes at the name of the Lord, a son of David, the Lord of David, Jesus Christ. The new David, Jesus, was anointed not with oil, but with the Holy Spirit. There, in the River Jordan, Jesus was baptized to be missionary of God for the specific task of redeeming God's people from death and destruction. He was anointed for the sole purpose of purchasing them with his own precious blood. Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit for three different offices: prophet, priest, and king. And he fulfilled all these offices perfectly for us in his earthly life and in his perfect death and resurrection. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. He was the prophet who spoke God's word faithfully. He was the high priest who offered himself as the ultimate sacrifice. And he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords who rules with justice and truth, both in heaven and on earth. One day, all people of the world will bow their knees and acknowledge him as the faithful good shepherd. What David couldn't do, the new David did indeed do. He established his rule forever. And indeed, the throne is filled from everlasting to everlasting. His enemies have been clothed with shame, but on the Son of God, the crown shines. And he's clothed us with a robe of righteousness and his garment of salvation. David said, "You anoint my head with oil." And God kept his promise. David couldn't atone for his own sins and the sins of the Israelites. That was left to the offspring of David, Jesus the Christ, who became the king who would rule forever. Blessed is he who sits upon the throne. He is the king from everlasting to everlasting. And Jesus fulfills these offices because he is the oiled, splattered Savior, drenched in oil as God's anointed one. But so are you. Indeed, you have been anointed in your baptism, and this makes us kings and priests. The Bible calls you royal priest. Therefore, today we join with David in saying, "You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows." And he has. Our good, faithful shepherd has anointed us with oil. For he is not only our shepherd, but he is the shepherd king who gives us more than a nickel and dime blessing. He gives us abundantly of his grace, the forgiveness of sins, salvation, life everlasting, precious little lambs. All you need to know is that your cup is overflowing. Take time to see all the blessings. Yes, the blessings that are even in this COVID-19 time that our God has bestowed on you. And so, David's words become our words. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. And to that, all I can say is amen and amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen. Please rise.